The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the third day in this fast. We are grateful to God for His blessings and for His favor since this fast started on Monday. And I know that tonight is somebody's night. And that person is connected tonight. That person is connected and listening to me right now in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Positioning for exploits. Positioning for exploits is what we'll be looking at tonight. And somebody ready to position, shout a big hallelujah. We have defined exploits as heroic or extraordinary deeds. Exploits means heroic or extraordinary deeds. Exploits means heroic or extraordinary deeds. Exploits also means great achievement. Exploits also means great achievements. I want you to realize, beloved, that God's plan for you is to do exploits. According to our theme for the month in Daniel chapter 11 verse 32b. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32b. The Bible speaking to us there, that the people that do know their God, they will be strong, comma, and do exploits. Those that do know their God, they will be strong and they will do exploits. Beloved, I want you to realize that exploits is your portion, but it takes something very important before you can taste exploits. And that's what we'll be talking about majorly in our series for this month. And it takes health and vitality. That's why the Bible says, those that do know their God, they will be strong. So without strength, there is no exploits. Nobody can do exploits with sickness. Nobody can do exploits with ill health. Nobody can do exploits when it's feeble. Bible says, when he sent them out of Egypt, there was none that was feeble amongst them. So God does not want us to be sick. He does not want us to be sick or sickly. In 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20, 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20, the Bible says, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. So we have been destined to do exploits. We have been bought with a price. And so we are to glorify God because He bought us with a price. He took us away from sickness and He took us away from diseases. Medicine and the medical profession has failed to provide solution to mankind's health problem. And this is evidenced by unexplainable diseases that are outside now, that even doctors are dying from it. Nurses are dying from it. Physiotherapists are dying from it. Different kinds of medical personnel are crossing to the other side because they don't have the solution. That tells you that they are only trying. Medicine has failed to give us that exact solution to various kinds of sicknesses. And I know for somebody here tonight, God Himself will grant you perfectness of health in the name of Jesus. Many die now, even before 30, before 40, you see all kinds of obituary. All kinds of obituary. I remember when I was working in a particular organization many years ago, and in the morning they give me newspaper, Guardian newspaper. So I was just going through it in the morning, and I saw towards the back page, this was many years ago, I saw at the back page one of the guys that we used to were contemporaries when we were doing jam. When people like us were still trying to get good jam score, the dusted jam, I can't remember his score then, maybe almost 300 or over 300, doing very well. I remember it was part of people that taught me maths and some other courses while we were studying for jam. Immediately he entered university before me, studied a very solid course, graduated, doing very well in one of the biggest companies in Nigeria. But sickness came and struck him and wasted him. When I saw him, I shouted, "Wow! You mean this guy is gone?" Despite all the money that the company has, he was working with a very gigantic oil and gas company. But he could not be saved. Somebody is here today, your obituary will not come out. I say your obituary will not come out. You will fulfill your days. Although there are many inventions, none has been able to give man solution to health issues. None has been able to give man solution to the issue of wanting to live long. And many medical institutions are smiling to the bank. Man may give you health insurance. Only God can give you health assurance. Man can give you health insurance. Only Jehovah can assure you that you are healed and you'll be healed. And somebody is here tonight. That same God is going to do something drastic in your life in this series. As God liveth, nobody will end this month with any traces of sickness and disease. Somebody say a louder amen. I was challenged by the faith of that wonderful daughter of God on Sunday. Listed. Do you have that list? Listed all kinds of, get it for me real quick. All kinds of sicknesses that she had. And her brother came home, rushed home with the mantle. He said, "This is from our church. The pastor prayed on it. Use it." And her sicknesses went back to hell. That is how somebody's sickness and disease will go back to hell in this series. Quickly tonight, important facts about health and vitality. Number one is that sickness is not from God because it is not good. Sickness is not from God. The Bible says every good and every perfect gift comes from the Father of light, to whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. God is the one that gives good health. He gives us good things. James 1:17. He is a good God. And everything he does is good. So anything called sickness is not from God. In John chapter 5, from verse 5 to 14, I know you know the story very well. There was a time Jesus went to a pool called the pool of Bethesda. And a guy was there for 38 years. He had an infirmity for 38 solid years. And Jesus stepped in one time. He did not have to go, come. He did not say, "I'm booking an appointment for you every week. Be coming. Be coming every Tuesday to come and see me. Or be coming every Thursday to see me." No. Just one time. One touch. Someone say one touch. The one touch of this communion tonight, we do a wonderful sweep of everything draining your strength. I want your amen to roar like thunder. One touch, 38 years affliction was terminated. Tonight, everything that is not of God in anyone's system will be terminated in Jesus' name. Sickness is not from God. So don't let anybody deceive you that maybe God is trying to, he loves you, he does not want you sick. Number two, important fact about health and vitality is that sickness does not glorify God. God is not glorified when you are sick. Have you ever seen anybody that is very sick and then they go there and they say, let us be thanking God that this person is sick? Sickness does not glorify God. Disease does not glorify God. It does not bring glory to God. Have you ever seen anybody come to share a testimony? I want to thank God that my father and my mother are presently sick. I'm thanking God for that. No, because it doesn't glorify, it doesn't bring glory to the name of God. Whatever does not bring glory to the name of God in your life will be arrested today. I say, whatever does not bring glory to the name of God shall be in your life shall be arrested today. Number three, important fact about health and vitality is that God will never withhold good things from you. Psalms 84 verse 11, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Psalm 84 verse 11. God will not withhold anything good from you. He will not withhold his blessings from you. He will not withhold his favor from you. He will not withhold testimonies from you. Somebody is here tonight, God will never withhold any blessing from you in Jesus' name. Let me hear you say a loud amen. Let me hear you say a louder amen. God will never withhold blessings from you. He will never withhold testimonies from you. So don't ever think that God is out there to withhold something good from you. No. Psalm 84 and verse 11. For the Lord is his sun and his shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. There is no good thing that God will keep back from you. He will not keep it back from you. The same God that will not make you broke is the same God that does not want you sick. The same God that gave you salvation is the same God that brought healing to you. In the same package where there's salvation is the same package where there's healing. The same package. You know, when you buy this pack of small chops, there are different things inside. There is a sausage roll. There's a samosa. I know you know it very well. Samosa, there's a donut. I mean, is it? Puff-puff is there. Then there's a stick meat. And all those, hallelujah. Somebody say same package. Is the same package. The same package that God used to save you. The same package that he wants you to have good health. You are going home with that package tonight. You are going home with that package tonight. You are going home with that package tonight. Number four important facts about good health is that your health and healing is one of the reasons why Jesus came. Your health, giving you good health and sound health, is one of the reasons why Jesus came. Isaiah 53 verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of his peace, of our peace, was upon him. And by stripes we were healed. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by stripes we were healed. So, one of the reasons why Jesus came is for good health. May his coming not be in vain in our lives. Let your amen roar like thunder. May the coming of Jesus not be a waste in your life. Why will he come all the way from heaven and you are still sick? No. And number five, important facts about health and vitality is that our covenant fathers all enjoy good health. All our covenant fathers enjoyed good health. All. I want you to show me in the Bible where they said that they rushed Abraham to hospital. Where is it written in the Bible? They said, Abraham, he was gasping for breath. Oh. Abraham was gasping for breath. They had to quickly rush him to the hospital. In fact, they were passing drip to his body in the hospital. He died at a good old age. I think Abraham died at 175, right? Just having fun. At 100 years, if Abraham entered into the bedroom with a woman, she would come out smiling. He was still very strong. The Bible was talking about Moses. The Bible says at 120, his natural strength was not abated. Very strong. Very agile. Joseph died at 110. Very strong. Very agile. All our forefathers were strong till death. Your own will not be an exception. By the time this month is ending, you will be as strong as a rock. I say you will be as strong as a rock. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say an amen that is international. Nobody here will be weak again. I say nobody here will be weak again. By the time Moses died, at 120, Deuteronomy 34 verse 7, at 120 years, his eyes did not grow dim. His natural strength was not abated. He climbed the mountain to die himself. He was very agile, very strong. That will be somebody's testimony here. I say that will be somebody's testimony here. Having said that, having laid the foundation tonight, what are the causes of sickness? I'll give us three of that, and then we'll move on tonight. What causes sickness? Number one cause, and the major cause of sickness, is the devil, that we also call Satan. John chapter 10 verse 10. For the enemy cometh, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, but I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The major cause of sickness is the devil's attack. The major reason why people are sick is that the devil attacked their health. In Acts chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible says, how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all those who are oppressed of the enemy, of the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10, 38. He was anointed everywhere he went to. He flushed out sickness. He attacked what the devil did in people's lives. So anytime you see sickness, just know that devil is at work. Anytime you see affliction, just know that this Satan is doing something. And he must be fought with utmost aggression, because the devil is not a gentleman. James 4 verse 7, resist the devil and he will flee. James chapter 4 verse 7, the B part. As you resist the devil tonight, he will flee from your health. I say he will flee from your health. How do I know that devil is the one behind sickness? In Luke 13, verse 11 to 16, there's a story there of a woman that was afflicted for 18 years. Luke 13, 11 all through to 16. The Bible says that she was healed. And behold, there was a woman which had the spirit of infirmity, 18 years. Devil doesn't have respect for years. We just talk of 38 years. This one is 18 years. He doesn't give a damn. He can 48 years, 50 years. That's his specialty. He will not get you. I say he will not get you. And behold, there was a woman which had the spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. She was bent like this for 18 years. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight. She stood straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days which men ought to walk. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Why are you healing people on Sundays? And the Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering. Don't you take your goats and your cows to go and water on Sundays? Why do you say this person should not be healed? He said, and ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, who bound her? I say, who bound the woman? Whom Satan had bound, lo, 18 years. Should she not be loosed from this bound on this Sabbath day? It was not her mother-in-law or her husband's side chick that bound her. It was not the witch on the street that bound her. They were just instruments. The actual person that bound that woman for 18 years is the devil. And if Jesus did not step in, she would have died in that state. Tonight is the night of everything the devil has done in your life. Did I hear you say a loud amen? Amen. Everything the devil has done in your life, tonight it must come to an end. Amen. I say tonight it must come to an end. Amen. Whenever you see sickness, devil is behind it. He's behind the scene. He's the one bringing the torment. He's the one bringing the discomfort. He's the one bringing the dis-ease. Disease means dis-ease. The absence of ease, the withdrawal of ease. Somebody say enough is enough. Again, say enough is enough. What causes sickness? Number one, primarily, we said Satan, the devil. Number two, cause of sickness is ignorance or lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Hosea and chapter 4 and verse 6. For my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When you don't have knowledge of your right in Christ, you'll be cheated. When you don't have knowledge of what belongs to you, the devil will take it away. Because he's a deceptive person. The Bible calls him the father of lies. He's a deceptive person. He will want to keep you ignorant from knowing what belongs to you. I read the story of a man that bought a ticket to travel a long distance on the sea. And immediately he entered the sea. Before he left, he bought some little biscuits. And when he entered into the ship, he sat in a corner and was taking the biscuit. The journey was for about 7 days to where they are going. He wanted to cross the Atlantic and cross to a particular place. After about 5 or 6 days, a man went to him and said, I saw you that since we have been going to eat, you never went there to take anything. Why? He said, these biscuits that I bought, that's the only thing I'm going to eat. I don't have any money to spend downstairs. All of you that have money, be wasting your money. Let me be enjoying these small biscuits. And the man said, the ticket you paid, you have already paid for all the meal. You don't need to pay anything. You just go down and eat what belongs to you. Unfortunately, it was 6.5 days already. they will soon alight. They will soon get to their destination. That is the same way the devil wants to keep us ignorant from knowing that good health is our portion. He wants us to believe that when you are healthy, that it's not something that is normal. If you didn't spend money on drugs this week, it's not normal. That's what the devil wants us to believe, but that's not true. I pray for you tonight that ignorance be removed from your life tonight in Jesus' name. The Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Living in ignorance makes your health situation very difficult. When you live in ignorance, it makes your health situation very, very difficult. You must know that one of the reasons why Jesus came is for you to be delivered. 1 John 3, verse 8b. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest that he might destroy the works of the enemy. What are the works of the enemy? Sickness is paramount among it. One of the major things that the devil has come to do is sickness. And for this purpose, Jesus was made manifest. Why? To destroy the work of the devil. Via this communion tonight, every traces of ailment shall be arrested. I say every trace of ailment shall be arrested in the name of Jesus. When you know your rights, you begin to enjoy your rights. When you know your rights, things will go right. When you know your rights, you are able to stand your ground and say, no, this is not my portion. As from tonight, knowledge will be accelerated in your spirit in Jesus' name. Number three causes of sickness is fear. In Job chapter 3 verse 25, Job 3 verse 25, Job was speaking there. He said, the thing I greatly feared. Job 3:25. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come upon me. That will never be your portion. Many people, what causes ailment in our lives is too much fear. Fear for your husband, fear for your children, fear for yourself, fear concerning your house, fear concerning your business, fear concerning traveling is a problem. Not traveling is a problem. Night is fear. Day is fear. Anywhere there is fear, there will be sickness. Because fear bats torment. That's why you must build your faith. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. You have to build your faith to be able to resist the devil. The day I knew that fear is something that if you have faith, you can conquer anything, was the day our firstborn was about to be born. And the doctor said categorically that if this woman the operation is not done, she will die. Life, she has already tried. She can't deliver normally. If she's not caught now, immediately faith surged. I use his hand and I bang his table. What? Stop it! No! And I told him what God said. That's not what God told me. I got out of this office like a madman and went to where the woman was doing the thing. I held the hand and I shook it like this. My friend, bring this baby. He said, call doctor, call doctor, call doctor. He's coming, he's coming, he's coming. The baby was out before. It has come. It has come. But if I had accepted that fear, oh, she must not die. My lovely wife. Oh, firstborn. She will die. Reject fear. Reject fear. Fear is of the devil. There is nothing you cannot accomplish. There is nothing God cannot do for you. There is nothing God cannot help you to accomplish. There is no place you cannot get to. Your parents might not have gotten there. Your brothers might not have gotten there. Your sisters might not have gotten there. But you will get there. Reject anything that is not of God in your life. They say they are failing. You go, you can never fail. They say some people are not doing well. That is they are not doing well, not you. You reject it with vehemence. Reject fear. Maybe you are traveling and the devil tells you, say bye-bye to your children, you know, because it's not likely you'll come back from this journey. You're doing toying to him, I'm coming back. He's just trying to bring fear to your heart. He's just trying to bring fear to your heart. God cannot want you to be destroyed. He loves you too much. Reject fear. And faith will show up. They say, when end time fear knocks at your door, let faith open the door. You will see that the fear is no more there. It has disappeared. And this has happened many, many times. Many, many, many times. I remember during the time of the coronavirus, when I needed to travel and all the borders were shut. All the airports were shut. I said, I must travel. All the airports were shut. That morning, 5 very early in the morning, took off. No place to travel. Just travel. I'm still traveling. They said, the only place you can travel from is a particular country outside of Nigeria. That's the only country that the airport is open. I said, I will get there in Jesus' name. And the journey began from Nigeria, from Ilorin to Lagos, from Lagos to Benin, from Benin to Seme, from Seme to... I've never been to all those places before. And I didn't use chartered flights. Neither did I use a car. Devil will say, no, you won't get there. Turn back. You can't get there. You can't accomplish it. I said, no. Well, one point to the devil. We went there, we came back. Let me tell you this, friends. The devil might have cheated you before. With what you are hearing now, if he appears, roar to him. He's a big fool. He can't do anything to you. I tell you this sincerely before God. Devil cannot do anything to you. I tell you this before God. He's just roaring like a lion. He's not the lion. You are the lion. Because your father is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Give Jesus a big clap. He's worthy of our praise. He cannot do anything to you. He's just trying to make you afraid. He's just trying to make it look as if you're about to die. He's just trying to make it look as if you not eat the fruit of your labor. He's just trying to make it look as if you not finish what God has started in your life. It is a lie. Let me hear you say it is a lie. We had a song like that one time. It's a lie. You will get there. I say you will get there. Quickly tonight, as I round up, what is the pathway to health and longevity? I'll give us a few points under that, and then we'll close. We'll go into prayers. What is the pathway to health and vitality? Number one is salvation. Salvation is key to good health and longevity and vitality. Salvation comes from the word soteria, which means wholeness and healthy living. Wholeness and healing, both spiritual and physical. Soteria, which means wholeness and healing. That's where salvation comes from. So one of the things about salvation is wholeness and healing. Somebody say, no more sickness. Somebody say, no more sickness. Salvation of your soul is the ticket to a sickness-free life. Salvation of your soul is the ticket to a sickness-free life. It gives you access to divine health and vitality. That's why tonight, at the appropriate time, if you are not saved, or you are saved, and you have drawn back, then it's time to rededicate your life to Jesus. Healing and health is for children. Matthew 7:27. A child does not need to beg his parents for something. Healing is for children. Healing is for children. Good health is for children. I pray for somebody here tonight that God himself will grant unto you perfectness of health. Mark 7:27. Beg your pardon. Mark 7:27. So, I pray for you tonight, you are going to enjoy soundness of health. I say you are going to enjoy soundness of health. Number two, pathway to health and vitality is kingdom stewardship. kingdom stewardship is one major area, one major thing that gives you good health. Kingdom stewards are not permitted to be sick. Exodus 23 verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord thy God, and he will bless thy bread and thy water, and he will take sickness away from the midst of thee. So God is a God that gives health to those that serve him. He gives them health. He gives them health. In Proverbs 13 verse 17b, the Bible says, a faithful ambassador is health. Proverbs 13 verse 17b, a faithful ambassador. Who is an ambassador? Somebody representing another kingdom. He said, if you are my ambassador, you will enjoy good health. If you are doing my will, you will enjoy good health. You will enjoy sound health. You will enjoy perfectness of health. Who is a steward? Because we said only stewards enjoy true good health. Who is a steward? A steward is a person that handles a task or a business for someone else. That's a steward. A steward is somebody who handles a business or a task for somebody else. So as kingdom stewards, we handle God's business. We handle God's task. We represent God here on earth. They can't see God, but they see us. They can't see God, but they see us. Kingdom stewardship is using your time, your strength, and your talent, and your financial resources for the promotion of God's kingdom. Kingdom stewardship is using your time, your talent, your strength, and your financial resources for the advancement of God's kingdom. This brings you health. In Matthew 9 verse 39, God makes us know that the laborers are few. So he doesn't want the few laborers to die young. If you are a laborer in God's house, you are not permitted to die young. The Bible says the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. He said, pray the Lord of the harvest that will send the laborers into his vineyard. How many people are ready to labor in God's vineyard? So the few that are laboring, God does not want them to die now. The few that are going for evangelism, the few that are fasting for souls to be saved, the few that are singing in the choir, the few that are in prayer department, in counseling department, in children's church, in security department, etc., etc., he doesn't want them to die. You will not die now. When we tell people, join department, serve God, it's for your own good. See, if your presence is not felt, your absence will not be missed. So if your presence is not felt, when you are no more there, tell me the reason why God has to keep you here. What are you doing that is very spectacular? That's what will keep you here. You know the story in Isaiah chapter 38. You know the story very well of Ezekiah. When the Bible says he was sick unto death. And the prophet had already gone to him and said, you are going to die. He went to God and said, God, please, sir, remember all my service to you. Remember all the things I've been doing in your house. I can't die now. He says, and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I walk before thee with truth and with a perfect heart. And I've done that which is good in your sight. What is good in his sight? Kingdom service. Immediately God heard that. If you go to the next verse, you will see. Then the word of God came unto Isaiah saying, go and say to Ezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard his prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 more years. Immediately God was remembered. He was reminded. Sorry, beg your pardon. Immediately God was reminded. I served you, sir. Please, sir, don't forget, sir, that I used to do this. I used to do this in your house. I mean, I'm very faithful. Everything they tell us to do, I do it. Because, that's true. That's true. 15 more years. If he gets to 15 more years, we go back to God again. God, actually, thank you for that 15 months. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it so much. Thank you so much, sir, for your magnanimity, for your love. And actually, during these 15 more years, you see, I did more than what I did before. They goes, oh, what do you now want? 25. Okay, take it. So when we are saying don't just sit down in church doing nothing, it's not for the pastor's benefit. If you don't do it, somebody else will do it. Active kingdom service is a guarantee for good health. Active kingdom service. Do you think God will want this man that is holding the camera now? As we are talking, other churches are connected to us. Other people that were not able to make it to church, they are connecting in their bus, in the car, somewhere on Okada and watching, well, you know, wherever they are. Do you think God will want him to die? No. Hallelujah. This choir boy is there. Hallelujah. God loves people. It's just natural. If you have a car that is serving you, you service it regularly. You don't want the engine to knock. You don't want the engine to knock. It's the same thing with God. If you are serving God very well, sincerely, dedicatedly, he will not want you to drop dead. You will not drop dead. I say you will not drop dead. None of your organs will stop working. I say none of your organs will stop working. What is challenging you is just doing you one kind. It will be flushed out like, it will flush like tissue paper. You will come out of this month with brand new organs. I say you will come out of this month with brand new organs. Brand new organs. Brand new heart. Brand new ligaments. Brand new blood. Brand new eyes, brand new ears, in the name of Jesus. Every organ in your body will be brand new. Liver brand new, kidneys brand new. Everything will be working perfectly. As I round up tonight, beloved, the truth is that serving God is not a gift, it's a choice. It's not a gift. Nobody's gifted to serve God. You make that choice. I'm going to use my life to serve God. Mumilo fogore, mumilo fogore, iyokuwa yemi o, mumilo fogore, mumilo fogore o, mumilo fogore, iyokuwa yemi o. You know what? I think a lot. And recently I thought about it. I said, I started serving God early, but if I had known what I know now, I would have even started much earlier. If I had known that serving God has so much benefits, I would have even started long time before when I eventually, because I had been running from God for a long time. Because I had my own plan for my own life. I'm sure you understand what I mean. Maybe like you too. I had my own plan. This is the way I want my life. I want to enjoy my life. I just want to. I don't. But I thank God that eventually I said, God, you know, one day I went to one of the young men that God used us to train. Well, he just got married. And he said, sir, will you be in Lagos and you will not be come to my house? So I went to his house to spend the night. He was living in a 3-bedroom house in Ikeja in Lagos. And they were so happy, he and his wife were so happy to see me. And while they gave me a room to sleep, I was just trying to study and just do a little bit of prayer. God appeared to me in the night. God said, hey. So you can sleep in a house that you've never been to before, 3 floors, and lie on the bed to sleep tonight. Yet you don't trust me with your life. Do you know the person that did this decking? I said, no, sir. You don't. So you don't know. You are not sure that. You believe men more than, you know, like conversation. That was when I knew that I was not going to escape this thing. You believe that this decade will not crash, yet you don't believe that if you give me your life, I will help you. That was the day I said, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't believe man more than God. I shouldn't believe that man will help me and God will abandon me. Well, we are grateful to God today. And the journey is still very far. Someone say a big amen. As I round up, serving God is not a gift but a choice. Note the following. Number one, serving God is not a gift but a choice. Number two, no one serves God without reward. And one of the rewards is strength and health. Psalms 84 verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them that appear in Zion. One of the rewards of serving God is strength. One of the rewards of serving God is strength. They go from strength to, you will go from strength to strength. Note the following number three conclusion is that no one serves God at a loss. You will eat from it and your children will eat from it. Psalm 112 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 112 verse 1 to 3. No one serves God at a loss. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. You can't serve God and it will be at a loss. You can't serve God and your balance sheet will not balance. No. You can't serve God and there will be a loss. There's a regret I serve this God. God will not leave that allowance. Number four, as I round up in conclusion, there are various mediums of service which you can explore, which include physical stewardship, which is serving in the department, in the choir, etc. Financial stewardship, giving of your tithe and your offerings. And spiritual stewardship, which includes evangelism, prayer, etc. The ball is now left to you. He says, I have laid before you life and death, blessing and curses. Choose life so that thou and thy own shall live. I pray that the grace to be able to please God and serve God with our lives to the extent that our health will be strong eternally, the Lord will give unto us in Jesus' name. Nobody here will be absent from church again on account of sickness. After tonight's communion, nobody here will be absent from church again on the account of sickness. Nobody here will be absent from church again on the account of sickness. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I will never be absent from church again on account of sickness. I will remain healthy and I will enjoy vitality. So shall it be in Jesus' name.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.